Blog Talk Radio.
Nigga serving quite white.
got sisters and brothers to feed. I ain't going out like no idiot, I'm a OG.
Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
I'ma ride for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
And I'ma die for my nigga, hey.
Convoy.
I ain't gonna never listen to my niggas, hey.
No way, no way.
Nigga couldn't see me if they had a genie.
Woo.
I'm living my life like Beanie. R.I.P. my brother Beanie.
R.I.P.
I stacked the rat to the ceiling. Now these niggas can't beat me.
Right.
I just might wake up one Chanel and these bitches can't see me.
Woo.
I'm in a whole nother league.
I ain't got A's, but I swear to God I'ma bleed.
Till I D.I.E. 28 throws up, I feel like I can F.L.Y.E. P on top of these B.G.
Woo.
God told me they can never stop me, so they ain't gon' stop me.
I'm in that carpet with baby mommy, get sloppy toppy.
Woo. I'm bleeding red like a devil, I see these bitches plotty. They wanna know I got heels and I didn't finish Cali.
I done did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
For my mama, them long nights, I swear to God, I do it for the coma. I'm Willie B. B. on my chest in the jungle. Hey. Money, home, money, I got commas and they ain't bad. Sunday through Monday, I've been grinding with no shit. Talking about taking something from me like no weed. Thuggle, thuggle, that my brother, brother. You don't want no trouble, trouble. You can't get these fish, knuckle, knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas, too fast, and I lose ya. Give me a bed, and I do, huh? I want a head, Medusa. I swear a nigga gone, cause it's strong, I'm blowing super.
Hey.
Grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that nigga Lupe. Hey, I'm on the top, just like Lupe. Weed, I'm in her mouth, just like Lupe.
Yeah. Did a lot of shit just to live this here lifestyle. Can't skate from the bottom to the top of my lifestyle.
Uptown, so swagged out.
Bad bitch,
yeah.
Popping that GTV,
yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah, I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
Pulmonology. The ability to season the flavor of your ink so that it leaks perfected for taste. Listen as we verbally lace your ears from our dental so that it digests into your mental deeper than it traits from your own bloodline. Close your eyes and embrace the impact of our oral vision as our words category 5 their way through your mind and impales your spine. It's time, kings and queens. It's time to unwind with some of that lyrical astrology. Tonight we drip. So drop what you're doing and show Drip the Mic your pulmonology. Soothe your psychology with gifted word wizardry. We have been in the lab, spinning energy and creating crazy collabs and constructing chemistry here on pulmonology. Pulmonology. Queens, we want you to stretch your pen like the first time you gave in. And he parted your walls until your lungs caved in. Kings, we want you to use your pens to dig so deep, like the first time y'all got it in and you used every inch of you to reach where she ends. Because this is pulmonology with the beautiful subliminal. This is pulmonology. Tell your story and open your mind to the grind of this open mic expression. Archive your ink into the ears of those who share or speak, but do not dilute your self-impression. Anxious earlobes crave to shower within your imagination. Crave to share your situation with stationary acceptance of your artistic information, so expose to us your cadence on Pulmonology. Pulmonology. P-O-E-M-A-N-O-L-O-G-Y. Pulmonology. With your host, the beautiful Subliminal. This is Pulmonology, right here on Drifting Mike, ladies and gentlemen. Subliminal.
Hey, we back. Yep, we back. And tonight, we have a treat for you. And for those of you who don't know, well, good golly, thank you you're here, because you were going about to miss a awesome and tremendous feature. But before we go into that, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology, and the hotel doors are open. We're waiting for you to come in and invade with those mystical words, those words that will help us know that you do have a fire piece. I'm your host, Subliminal. That call-in number is 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. But before I go any further, I have to say thank you to the CEO of Drip the Mic, Aziz the Pulmonologist, because if it was not for his vision, there would be no Drip the Mic. And tonight we have our featured guest. Our featured artist is none other than Divine Demon. But before we open this mic and start this show, you know how we do it. You know how we do it. That's right. We started off with a little piece. So I believe the CEO has a question that he would like to ask me.
Yeah, Subliminal, can you make this mic drip?
But of course. Every motherfucking morning of every motherfucking day of every motherfucking minute, past skeletons attack my consciousness, intensifying dim and distinguished involvement. But joy comes in the morning. And as sun rises, a devastating, depressing fog behaves, claims residency. Old monsters multiplying my problems, these fucking intruders, these fucking space invaders, fuck. They establish primary intimate domains. Every one of my enemies, demented memories, lurking in the shadows, running rampant, shining unapologetic illusions, recycling the same box of failures, playing victim viciously. I can't get away. I fucking can't get away no matter what. No matter what, these Kodak photographic images haunt me vividly. I realize now that my mind pacifies the things I suppress, while my right hand holds on to these miserable suitcases. I'm fucking trapped inside past shame, the old version I thought I unpacked. Still fucking travels with me, no matter where I go. Slowly my heart overpowers all my enemies' past claims, demolishing all of my mind's fears, setting free a raging thunder beam of elevation coursing through my bloodstream. These veins contribute to an amazing work of art, a work of art that manifests a magnificent queen pursuing her dream. No longer in a cocoon, it's time to control my destiny. The question I have for all of my enemies, fucking response to all of my enemies, I'm glad you are now my fucking footstool. And that's that drip. Yes, yes, yes. We gonna start it out like that. We gonna start it out like that. But you didn't come here to hear me. You came here to see the feature, that featured artist, Divine Demon. So without further delay, hello, Divine Demon.
What's going down, Jeff and Mike? How y'all?
We're doing good. How are you?
I am fantabulous. Waiting for this day for a minute.
Yeah, we've had some scheduling issues, but we got it together now. We're here now, and tonight is all about Divine Demon. And every now and then I like to throw in a little twist.
Okay.
So guess what? I would like you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. Well, I've been writing poetry for about almost 20 years. Started with an ex. We used to kind of write back and forth, and she kind of was my poetic teacher. She would write mainly, and I would just kind of respond to her poetically. But it got to a point where she was like, dude, you need to start taking it seriously because your writing's getting really good. And I was like, no, I'm just messing around. She was like, no, it's really, really good. You need to consider publishing it. So I was like, okay, whatever. So, eventually she stopped and I kept going. So it was weird because we actually broke up the relationship, but I kept writing. And from then I actually published a book. And then one book turned into two, and then two turned into three, and now it's up to five. But I like to tell people poetry is my poetic voice because I'm really quiet and shy in person. But when I write, I become a whole different person. Sometimes it gets kind of risque. Sometimes it's more spiritual. Sometimes it's just kind of whatever hits my mood or whatever hits my mind. But a lot of times when I write, or I should say most of the times, I really don't even look for the words that just kind of come to me. So that's why I say it's my voice, because the gift that comes to me is not anything that I'm trying to. I don't force to write. I don't try to sit down and say, I'm going to make this amazing, fantabulous write, or I'm trying to make this special write about this. It really, really just comes to me. Whatever hits me, whatever God sends to me, that's what goes down. So that's why they call me Chris the Gift, or the, as I said, the risque, or the more sexual stuff is from Divine Demon. So that's me in a nutshell.
Wow. So it all started with a simple letter back and forth.
That's how it started.
So let's see.
Seriously.
Let's let everyone know why you are the featured artist here on Drip the Mic. So Divine Demon, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
And that question is, can you make this mic drip?
I think I can. Attention, don't miss this. I ain't the norm. Don't be misinformed. Like a misfit, just a quick spit. I go deep like a dipstick. I come hard like a thick brick. Never lose like a swift trick. Bouncing flows like a crisp flip or a gymnast. Pronouncing pros because I did this. Dropped in seconds or instants. This fire be admired, not tired or listless. You'll die with red eyes, testing my litmus. Shooting flames to dudes and dames. I've never been witless. I'm so slippery, lines be fitting like Nikki with no cup. I call it titless. Now you're shaking your head, trying to form a smile from a grimace. Fall back like a slip disc, then pause and call this some slick shit. Poetry is my main chick, and these flows be my mistress. No need as I bleed to get distressed. I suggest that you don't get upset in this game. I have no regrets or defects. Don't call Jehovah because you just witnessed the illest sickness. Just absurd words ooze from a third. Call this shit a spit fest. Divine Demon. What's going down, y'all?
And that's how we open it up, to let y'all see what you are in for tonight. The part that I liked about
Something like that was
the fact that you said, just like Nikki, no cup.
Titless. I'm glad you caught that line.
It's certain things that stick out to me, but I'm looking at Nicki Minaj. I'm like, yeah, he had a point at first.
Because
she had all that surgery. But I digress.
Right. Right.
So let's get into the mind and divine demons.
Okay.
How did you come about that name?
Divine Demon came about because it's kind of an alter ego, because kind of progressing from what I said earlier, I'm really, really in person. I'm really quiet and shy. I'm trying to be really, really respectful and polite, I guess. But when I write, the other side comes out as, you know, me telling people off and me being bold. And as I said earlier, when it comes to the sexual stuff, I just totally become a different person. So I guess it's kind of like the good, you know, how they have the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder. Divine Demon is my bad side. So, let me back up a little bit, because I say divine because, like I said earlier, the words come from God, but I'm a demon because some of the words become more sexual or more sexual. So it's like a good, bad guy combination. So that's where Divine Demon came from. Not to mention when I was, I started in a group called Wolf Hours, and they gave me a wolf name. Well, I had to pick one, and I said, well, I'm good and bad, so how about Divine Demon? And that's when it stuck.
Yeah, shout out to Wolf Hours. Missed that show. Now, on for my next question.
Okay.
Would you
I didn't give me any questions. I feel like I should do my homework.
Oh, this is interviewing
is me.
To know
go ahead. Go
who
ahead.
Divine Demon is. Yeah, we're finding out who Divine Demon is.
Okay.
So,
we'll see.
Would you say that you came from a literary background?
Would I say that I came from a literary background?
Yes.
Yes and no. I read a lot, not a lot of poetry. Well, I take that back. I didn't say that. I read a lot of poetry that people look at, but I don't have a favorite poet, or, you know, I never say that I'm copying another poet's style. I read a lot in general, just, you know, the news, and I read to see what's going on in the world. But I don't think I'm not the kind of person that reads, you know, a whole book straight, you know, a novel with 600 pages or 1,000 pages. I'm not that person, but I read every single day what's going on. You know, and like I said, in the current news. So the name itself, no, I wouldn't say it came from a literary background.
Okay. I like to throw in trick questions. That's just me.
Okay.
But before I do that, I'm going to go to these phone lines.
All right.
Welcome to Drift the Mic. Who do we have?
This is Ms. VIP. How are you?
Well, hello, Ms. VIP. Long time no hear.
Yes. How's everybody?
How are you
today? Hey, Divine Demon. I'm good.
Do you have a question for Divine Demon?
not really. I just wanted to, you know, congratulate him on his feature. And, you know, I'm a fan, you know.
Thank you so very, very much. Appreciate that. And thanks for coming by.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ms. VIP, you know how we do things over here at Drift the Mic.
Yes,
Can't come in and say you don't have any questions and think you're going to bounce. So with that being said, Ms. VIP, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I can. I don't want your apple, I want the snake. Caress me in coils that keep me awake. I've forsaken the rules to be with you. I was spawned from a rib where you came from was new. You tempted me with forbidden fruit. I stand in this garden completely nude. I was aware of my being, Now I'm seeing my own beauty. There's another here, but he's fixed on his duty. You threw all that aside and went straight for the, well, you see what you do to me. You got me leg up, heel over head, balancing in your rapture as you savor me red. Bleeding from torn hymen, the Lord saying, why, man? I'm hearing thunder and lightning. This place is growing frightening, and my body has been so enlightened. Oh, my God, this feeling is just right. And why dilute the fruit of his pleasure as the serpent explores my treasure? I'm tossing at him like, whatever. So snake me now. Take me now. Lay me down because I'm cramping. I didn't bite your invite. I just experienced your delight. And tonight was surely just a sampling. And that's that piece.
Divine Demon?
When she said the apple and the snake, I was already done right there because I'm thinking, which one am I? I don't even know how to respond to her because her voice just throws me off so much that I can't really focus. The voice does it all for me. So every single piece she does is amazing. Her content is amazing. Her voice is just intoxicating as hell.
Well, thank you.
I really was going to respond poetically, but I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But she's just an amazing poet. And I don't know what the VIP stands for, but I'm going to say it stands for very illustrious poetess. That's what I'm going to call her.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And again, congratulations on your feature. I'm a fan, so I'm ready to hear some.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your support.
Got it. And Ms. VIP, I too was caught in the very first about the snake and the apple and the forbidden fruit. And, yeah, I thought this was going somewhere else at first. And as always, you flip it, slap it, rub it down. And before anybody else can say anything, it's, oh, no. Before I let you leave, can you tell everybody what you have going on now?
Oh, absolutely. Tonight at 9, my co-host, the sexy, sultry Perla Negra, and I will be in the love zone. And tonight, I do believe the topic is, is sex necessary to be in a relationship? Something like that. Y'all got to forgive me. I've been having a headache all day, but it's going to go. Trust me. It's going to go.
Yeah, I'm right there with you on that one.
All right. Well, y'all tune in. It's going to be good.
Well, Ms. VIP, we thank you for coming through. You go down and get your room key. Sit back, relax, and listen to the rest of this dope feature.
All right.
Continue to drip.
You. One love, one night.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ms. VIP. But I'm going to open up this next line. And let's see what this dripper has to say to you. Hello, hello. Welcome to the mic.
Hey, good evening, Subliminal. Good evening, my brother, Divine Demon. How's everybody doing? This is Joe's Rubber Binder.
And I need to get
what's
with
going
you.
On?
I haven't forgot about you.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Joe. Good evening, Joe. We haven't forgot about you. We're going to get with you.
Oh, no worries. I'm okay. Here for the feature, you know, my brother Crystal, you know. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing, Killer Joe?
I'm doing fine, man. You know, just trying to maintain my sanity, bro.
You'll be all right, man.
You have a question
I'm sorry,
for
what
Divine
were you saying?
Demon?
I think
you have a question for Divine Demon.
Yes, I do. Do you incorporate a lot of let's say, a religious philosophies in your poetry at times?
Good question. I wouldn't call it religious philosophy. I would say it's more spiritual. It's spiritually based. The stuff that I say, like I say, that comes from a God. I might do like some inspiration, spiritual inspiration on that level, but not really. I mean, it's never, you know, I'm never going to write from a political aspect, say like a Muslim view or, you know, a Jehovah Witness view or, you know, I try not to really, honestly, I try not to write from a poetic standpoint or religious standpoint or a political standpoint. So I kind of do it that way, if that answers your question.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Definitely, that's a good answer. I appreciate that answer. That makes a lot of sense, man. One more question.
Okay.
What inspires you? I mean, does just a simple walk outside you know, bring forth a poem, or you know, does it work like that for you? How does it work for you?
What is your
muse, so to speak?
Y'all just hitting me with these questions I was not ready for. what inspires me is sometimes it's just, you know, something I'm going through, and it'll be, you know how you want to tell somebody else, and be like, well, I can't tell mom because I don't want to lose a relationship, or I don't want to, you know, hurt their feelings. So instead of lashing out against that person, I'll write something down. Or sometimes, honestly, sometimes, a lot of times I'll be driving, and some lines just come to me while I'm driving. And I've actually pulled over on the freeway and had a little notepad with me and wrote a whole poem on the freeway. But most of the time, it's just, they just come to me, whatever the words are. It'll be a few lines will just come to me, and I'll just have to write it down. But 85% of the time, it's just feelings I'm going through. That's all it is.
All right, man. Thank you, man. So, Ms. Subliminal.
Yes, sir.
I would like to share a collaboration that you know, that me and the feature Christopher Harvey, Divine Demon, you know, combined together. So I'd like to have permission to do that for the feature, with the feature.
Not a problem. So with that being said, gentlemen, can y'all make the mic drip?
All right.
We can. The piece is called You Write Like I Think. You write like I think. I can't link the last word. You metaphorically ink like a few I've heard before. Bars is a high cue like rappers or syllables. Poetry's not here to cheer who can out dribble you. I rebuke the coup in the name of the bard. Redemptive quality or lack thereof. Line streaming like from heaven above. I live my moments of hawk and dove. I devour the vowels and reiterate my purpose. My background vocals lay deep below the surface. There's nothing like hearing your thoughts by wordsmith, but how you word it. That makes it all worth it. Worth it. Untouchable, I ain't resting on no nest. I'm dropping knowledge you can gather some other mess. There's so many ways to convey that aren't used up. If you're blown, then maybe it's time to get fused up.
You think like I write, but I'm blinded by the sight. Got me feeling like a junkie on a Wednesday school night. Because your intellect and introspect are compounded. It's like standing on top of a raindrop. Now I'm dumbfounded. Bars, it's a haiku. I'll assimilate a simile and slide it right by you. I'm like mayhem when I slayed them in a conundrum times two. I'm lost in the spaces. I floss when I race. Spewing rhymes like mace as I capitalize with capital I's. Designed and underlined lyrics in lowercase. Let's meditate, extrapolate, and regurgitate at any rate. The wordsmith, I'm lean and mean. Your bravado is profound and thick. You throw nouns and verbs in the air. Man, they always stick. I met a nurse in a hearse. She called you wordy slick. Conjugating consonants, harmonizing homonyms. Ain't that some shit? I blow fuses like I'm useless and ask myself, who would ensue this? They try to minimize my flow and rhymes. I'm like a brainiac who's clueless.
and Keisha's philosophies are fused with my topic breeze. I'd rather be heard and understood than seen. I'm the voice that won your imagined and your dreams. I put pressure on your bladder. That's how you piss out rhyme schemes. The choice of my curse is to take you on a voyage. The source of my muse could be a memory or a cruise. 72 through 76, I saw the ocean blue. The only bars I had back then were the ones I hit with my crew. I never really had one. How many of us had them? Let's be pens. I'd write of scars. I write of tears. I write of love. I write of fears. I write of fantasies. Where them panties be? Where it was preferably the scent of a pineapple spear. But let's be clear. Consciousness doesn't lie on its haunches. There's been riot up in here.
Oh, yeah, now you talking the talk. Watch this comeback as I make these lyrics skip and walk. I'll respond to your last verse, but I'ma do it backwards. I own copyright, so copy this right and watch the master. He's a demon who's divine, and I'm the mind dancer. You scrabble fears, tears, fears, and fantasies. I'm cool, calm, and collected, so I eject ink casually. I'm soft-spoken, but my pen games leave many casualties. The cruise gave you the blues because you lost your muse. They pushed me to match your cadence, but I had to refuse. I might get a hankering from a man named Langston Hughes. You piss out rhyme schemes. I terrorize pipe dreams like a one-man rhyme team. This is what I deem. When I look in the dark, my damn eyes gleam. You stated that you were the voice of one. But what if your voice was suddenly shunned? Your ink dried up and you could no longer have fun. If you never wrote again, would you be shocked or succumb?
I would never be shocked should I never write again. I've succumbed to writer's block, a well-written friend. My voice is shunned, copied, and emulated. One may follow my style for those who regurgitate it. My lips are lethal and can't be regulated. My word is law and supremely legislated.
While you are legislated, I know I come from a different planet. As I close on this prose, I hope someone understands it. If I could no longer write, it wouldn't be a challenge or a test. I'll break my pen in half and stab the center of my chest. Then bleed out eternally till eternity, as my ink is truly blessed. That's that piece.
And that's how you do a collab. I like the way that the title flowed with everything that y'all expressed throughout the whole entire piece. I like the part about the nurse. I like the part about how you use your name backwards. I like the part about the pineapples and the skewer. There's so many gems throughout that whole piece, and the way that y'all did that and expressed it was beautifully done.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Joe, you have to tell her how this started, where this came from, please.
Okay, well, this was, you know, this is sort of the brainchild of Divine Demon, and what we actually did is he read the parts I wrote, and I read the parts that he wrote.
Oh, wow, okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of like a double collab in a way, but yeah, you know, he read my verses and I read his, and, you know, we talked amongst ourselves. We couldn't tell who wrote what, so we had to, you know, check it out a couple times, but yeah, that's how we did that.
Right.
Again, that's how it was nicely put together. That's how you get that. That was a nice collab. Very,
appreciate
very,
thank
very
you so
well.
Much. I appreciate your intent. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, I was going to say subliminal. I appreciate your intense note taking there. I noticed that you on it like a straight up reporter. I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We're all wordsmiths. There's certain things that hit me that stand out throughout every poem, and I try my best to try to recite it back the way it was given out. Sometimes I'm not very good at it, but I try to get the main things that stood to me, that shine with me. And those were some
you're doing
of the
pretty
parts.
Good because you picked up the pineapple part. The pineapple and spirit stood out to you, so something about pineapples is important to you.
It is. But, Joe, we thank you for coming through. We're going to go ahead and bring you on down. Get your room key, sit back, relax, and listen to the rest of this dope feature.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Continue dripping.
Always.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. But I'm not going to stop. I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it going. And open up this next mic. Welcome to Drip the Mic. Who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Sylvia Blaylock.
Well, hello, Miss Blaylock. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say hello to the feature.
Hello, sweetheart. How are you?
I am very well, Sylvia. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I have questions.
What you got?
Well, you just did a collab. And didn't you publish a collab, too? Were you in published a book, and it wasn't like an anthology. It literally was you and like one or two other poets?
It was, yes, I did.
What was that
actually
like?
We did two books. The book was called Incredible Ink. So instead of Incredible, it was Incredible because it was to say risque, but it was nasty poetry. It was more sexual stuff. So we called it Incredible because it was so hot, but it makes you sin. So it was me, Angela Patterson, and David Mott. So we did Incredible Ink 1, and we did Incredible Ink 2 to follow up to the first book. And every single, we did a couple of collabs together, all three of us, and then we also submitted individual poems together to encompass the book.
How long did it take for you guys to get that book together?
About a month. It wasn't long.
Okay.
We had
well, I thought the collaboration was great.
Thank you.
Say again?
I was just going to say it didn't take long because we had already written most of our individuals, and we all write so much that we just put some stuff in there that we never put on Facebook or never let the audience see, if you want to call it that. So we put some new stuff in there, and then we wrote some stuff together just to kind of make it, more meaty and went from there. So it wasn't really hard at all.
Well, I have a copy, and I'm just amazed. Having worked with other authors before, that you guys were able to put it together and you collaborate so well. And while you're being featured, I also wanted to tell you, thank you for being such a wonderful brother in poetry and all that you do that you'd never take credit for. What a brother you are to your friends in poetry.
So much. Don't make me tear up. I'm trying to be.
You have been here for a minute, so I think you have a question to ask Ms. Blaylock. Let's see if you know what that question is.
Me?
No, Divine Demon.
Oh, are you going to ask me the question, Divine Demon? I can't wait to hear this.
Sylvia Blaylock.
Yes.
I want you to make it drip.
I'll certainly give it a try.
And,
I'll certainly give it a try.
I think you can do it.
Oh, yeah. I think I can do it. My body is my temple, anointed, highly favored. My temple is not your pulpit, My temple is not your bitch. My temple is not your hoe, though everything you know would have you believe it could be so. My temple is not your congressional seat. My temple is not your Disneyland. My temple is not your mannequin. My temple is not your crash test dummy. My temple is not your laboratory. My temple is not your easy way out. My temple is not your hell mouth. My temple is not your Gethsemane, no matter how much you want to make it be. My temple is not your soapbox. My temple is not your commodity. My temple is not your object d'art. My temple is not your raison d'etre. My temple is not your incubation chamber. My temple is not your reality TV-esque binge stock. My temple is not your God-given gift. My temple is not your ancestors' unclaimed property that you still think you have the receipt for. My temple is not your solution to the world's problems. My temple is not your biggest and most costly mistake. My temple is not your least grateful possession. My temple is not your noose tethered to a bus that is careening over a cliff to flaming seas as far as the soul can fear. My temple is not your target practice. My temple is not your goddamn business. 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 My temple is not yours. And that's that piece.
Divine Demon.
Wow.
Beautiful piece. Sylvia has one of those voices that kind of puts me in a daze, because the voice is so commanding. The tone is perfect. One line stood out to me because I was questioning the word. I'm like, what is Gethsemane? How do you pronounce that word?
Gethsemane.
Okay, right, that one. What does that mean, Gethsemane?
Gethsemane is where Jesus walked the day before the Romans came for him, when he spoke with God, when he had doubt.
You know what? I heard it before, but I forgot what it meant, so I was like, I know she knows, so I'm going to ask her. I had to be bold and go out there. I was like, I'm going to ask her, but let you know.
It's funny that you would zero in on the religious reference. It is a reference to people believing that they can purge themselves through the bodies of women.
Wow. Yeah. You just gave me some education. You gave me a knowledge nugget.
Here to help.
I thought it was knowledge.
Well, you know.
And all I got
it's
to say
what?
Is, well, all righty then. Her temple is not your business.
That's what she said.
That's what she
and
said.
She meant it.
Oh, this is for sure.
Very loudly.
Among others, this is for sure. For sure. Love passion. You don't even get me on a pulpit today. I'm going to say, what a wonderful selection for feature. Shout out Drip the Mic for picking up this lovely man and putting him in the light. He deserves it and more.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Let me bless
you.
So I'm trying to be cool. Thank you for coming by, Sylvia.
We're going to send you on down to get your room key. Sit back, relax, and continue dripping.
I will go pour my wine and enjoy the show. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Sylvia Blalock. Oh, and before I let her go, so sorry, Sylvia, I had to bring you back in real quick. What do you have going on now?
Oh, so Queendom Network is having a cookout, and everyone's invited. Some wonderful, I would like to say shout out to my first client. I am contracting with Nomadic Press. A big opportunity for me to push forward what I'm doing with Queendom Network. I will be working with them. I'm so proud of this. I'll be working with them as the public information specialist for Nomadic Press, contracting through my company, Queendom Network. On September 17th, I'm hosting combination Zoom and Blog Talk Radio. The videos will be going up. We were going to have a three-day conference, and now it's turned into something so much more intimate that we invite you to come if you'd like to spit poetry or learn some things. We have speakers coming on and a couple of workshops, and it's going to be a pretty comfortable time to just pop in or watch the recorded shows afterwards. I will put the links up in Uprising Radio on Facebook.
We again thank you, Sylvia, for coming through.
Thank you.
But I'm not going to stop there. I'm not going to stop there. Fine, Demon. I have a question for you.
Okay.
What or where do you see your poetry leaving behind for the next generation?
Wow. That's an excellent question. What or where do I see it leaving behind for the next generation? Oh. That is an excellent, excellent question. It's like I'm talking to Barbara Walters or somebody. It's like, well, these questions let me go deep. serious questions. I was like, I was kind of prepared, and I almost knew what you were going to say. Then at the end, you were like, the next generation. I'm like, damn it, that ain't what I was thinking. I'm hoping, because I don't know. I don't really know if the next generation really reads my stuff. Because sometimes when I post, I think that they feel like it's too long, so they just scroll by. Because if they read it and they see the diversity, I think it will leave to them that they can speak their mind. And I always post. I mean, I always preach, chase your dreams. So that's what my poetry is doing for me. So I'm hoping that it will tell somebody else, the younger generation, that chase your dreams, whatever you're going through, you know, never give up. That's what I always preach in a lot of my inspirational poetry. So I'm hoping that it leaves that they should, whatever their dream is, you know, they should keep on, you know, striving for it. Don't give up. You know, don't be dismayed. Don't quit too early. Don't let somebody talk you out of it. So that's what I'm hoping, that, like I said, it'll inspire them to, you know, follow their dreams and just always, whatever that vehicle is that they want to go for, whatever that goal is, go for it. That's what I would hope that it inspires them to do.
Okay. So before we go into this next hour, let everyone know why you are the featured artist. The Divine Demon, can you make this mic drip?
Absolutely. I remember the first day we met. It was the second week of the third month of the fourth quarter. It was the fifth dimension of my ascension, so I knew we were destined for success. We made love, not success. My sixth sense told me that you would lead me to seventh heaven. You're already famous. I was nameless, but your eyes told me there was no game to this. And your soul told me the direction of our affection was not aimless, and every question and selection of how it came to this. Now that you've drifted away, I think of you every day. I don't fret or wonder about my blunders. As I'm at peace when I pray, our hearts are in unison, and together our chakras will always stay. So I know you're never, ever far away. I can admit you truly became a part of me. It was a slow process, and it happened amazingly. We were individuals who were reciprocal, and we bonded unequivocally. You're the reason for this poet's plea. Thus I was noted. I am devoted to you. Miss Poetry, in peace, Krista Gifted.
So you said something about the sixth dimension. That's how we were.
It was kind of like a play.
You were
close. It was a play on words, but I used numbers. So I said, I remember the first day we met, it was the second week of the third month of the fourth quarter. It was the fifth dimension of my ascension. So I knew we were destined for success.
Okay. So I like the way you did the number, like the neurology of it.
Mm-hmm.
And how you went from there into that spiritual realm, into the outer realm to get to the main thing that it was a destiny.
Right.
I like the way you did the play on the word.
Thanks.
Now, before I go, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say when you said the I guess the main to summarize it, it's almost like a poem to a woman that I used to know. That's just, I remember the first day we met, and that woman is Miss Poetry. So anytime I'm speaking of someone that it seems like is, you know, the best woman I ever met or someone who knows me the best, that's Miss Poetry. So it's not a physical woman. It's just the love I have for poetry and how she or it loves me back.
Well, I like the way that you could say that. I mean, I know you said it was poetry, and I like the way that all of us on here are poets. We are destined to be. Because if it wasn't for us in our lyrics, us in our words, us in how we put them together, a lot of people wouldn't know how to express themselves.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm going to go back to these phone lines. But before I do that, ladies and gentlemen, this is Drip the Mic Pulmonology with our featured artist, Divine Demon. And in order for you to be a part of this feature, you got to dial that number, 646-378-0355, and press 1 to make this mic drip. So let's go back to these lines and see what drippers we've got here that's got to ask you some questions, sir. Welcome to Drip the Mic. Who do we have on the line? Hello. Area code 260, yes.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't figure out how to work the microphone. This is Sun Toucher, a.k.a. Pretty Pulse.
I kind of figured that's who this was. How are you, ma'am?
Girl. I'm good. I'm great. And I'm blessed and all that stuff.
And
I was,
would you say
I was
hello
struggling
to
with the phone?
I understand.
yeah. Well, hello, D Ink Idol.
What's going on, Pretty Paws? How you doing?
I am well. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, I know you two know each other very, very well, but I know there's always that one question that you've been dying to ask him. Go ahead and ask it.
I want to know, what's your shoe size? I mean, are there any shoes you try to feel like, you know, Mom or Dad?
Oh, my God. Leave it to Pretty Paws. Leave it to Pretty Paws.
Sorry. I meant to say, are there shoes you have fine heart to feel? Like, is your dad or mom a poet or uncle? Or that's just, like, great, as great as you?
Another good question. The answer is no. My mom was a gifted seamstress, so she used to get with her hands, but I don't think she really wrote at all. And my dad I never met, so I can't really give the answer. Well,
Oh.
So no, so yeah, I'm
sorry.
It wasn't something that was given to me, handed down. So.
Oh, okay. I feel you on that.
I know you
so
do.
What was your shoe size?
13 wide.
I'm just joking. Thank you. Oh, stop. oh, my goodness. I have to humor myself, so, yeah, that's what that was.
I understand.
So where's my poem? Yeah. I have a poem.
So, Divine Demon, can you do me the honor of that? Pretty pause the question, please.
Pretty pause.
Yes.
Can you make this mic drip? Not a lot, but make it drip a lot. I mean, not a little, make it drip a lot.
Oh, I'll try to do my best because actually my nose is dripping, so I'm going to try to make the mic drip.
Wow.
I really don't feel well. I have a cold and my nose is running so bad. So I'm like, I'm just hoping I can make it through this. So, yeah.
We understand.
Here we go. Open eyes to the morning white light. It appeared as golden as I appeared fully awake, blinded by rays of the sun through horizontal blinds, gathered my vision of a lovely painted picture on the wall, remembering when my mama gave it to me to adore, like in the moment when she gave birth to me. So lying there, I revisited the previous night's conversation with myself. Today is the day that I do more than yesterday. Although I made a promise to live, tomorrow is not promised. And I've got a lot of living to do. And with that in mind, I whispered the words to him, thank you. Another chance at enhancing me, because for so long I was busy enhancing procrastination, an internal vacation, fear and relaxation, shy taking a dip in the warm, comfortable water surrounded by cement. Mentally blocked, I basked in the sensation. Deep breaths drowned my creation. Used raising children as an excuse to live in another direction. Used my employment hours as a reason for deduction. I subtracted me from me. Life was somewhat normal, you see. Just had no clue that I was living at half capacity. So here I am, still smiling and still thriving and still living and addicted, but still giving. And here I am, still hurting and still observing and still worshiping and addicted, but still absorbing, loving life and its benefits and addicted. Addicted to wondering why it took me so long to understand this. Finally, I moved on from the same old song, and finally I moved into the life God wanted me to. Creating in a life for so long that I refused and addicted. So now I'm addicted to sharing my proof. In peace. I'm still Wolf Hours, too.
Divine Demon.
Brilliant piece. I have to ask first, what inspired it?
Actually, I wrote that some years ago, like in the beginning stages of sharing my work, because I never did. I was too shy. And people always talk about me like, oh, you've gotten so good, because I had stage fright and I wouldn't get on and call these shows. And I don't know, something just changed. And so here I am. So that was basically what that was all about. Now, that's why I ended it with, I'm addicted to sharing my proof, because I finally did what God wanted me to do.
Gotcha. I understand. Real quick, my favorite line was when you said, I subtracted me from me. That was I call them gangster lines, because I wish I would have wrote something like that.
Part.
Don't steal my part.
No,
and, you know, every time I do this piece, that's the line that everybody pulls out. It's the craziest thing to me that you said that.
Because it's such
and
a,
I can imagine a lot of people have done that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they have. You mean said it or did the act?
I'm sorry, what?
I was just saying, when you said you imagine a lot of people have done it, you're saying you imagine they have subtracted themselves from themselves or just use that line?
Well, that they have subtracted themselves from themselves. They weren't at full capacity, not using all of themselves that they can.
Gotcha. Okay.
And see, I took it for a different meaning.
Yeah. Oh.
I took it as subtracted myself from me, was saying that I allowed everything else to be more than myself. So I subtracted myself from everything else that I was doing.
You could take it that way, too, and that's why I said, you know, I use raising my kids as an excuse not to do things. I'm too busy. Oh, I got to work. I got to work overtime. And so it was like I use excuses not to be who I should be.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
So, yeah, that works, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't really do all that overtime.
Right.
Miss Pretty Paws, you are truly, truly missed. Thank you for coming through. You're in our prayers.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Continue to drip.
Mm-hmm.
As you go downstairs and get your key from the concierge, sit back and listen to the rest of this dope feature.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Love you, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Pretty Paws. So, Devon, are you good? You okay? You doing all right?
I am great.
What?
I'm about to drink growing up beverage, but I'm good. What's up?
But guess what? We still got some more people who need to ask you some questions. Welcome to the mic. Who do we have on the line?
Oh, that's MD Live.
Well, hello, MD.
Hey, what's good?
This is Drip the
Mic. How you
doing, sir? Oh,
MD Live. Congratulations on your feature, my brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
MD, I know you have a question for him.
I heard you say you once pulled over on the freeway to write down a piece.
Right.
My question is, once you've written that piece and you read it, how often do you go back and revise that piece before you feel it's presentable?
Another good question. I'm really, I hate to say this, but when I write something, I probably revise it or edit it about 3 or 4 times because it seems like every time I change something, I feel like it could be better. Or I'll finish it, and then another line will come to me after it's done. I say, oh, that's a better line. Let me put this in or let me change this line. So probably at least 3 or 4 times because I don't want to say I'm a perfectionist, but when I write, I feel like it's got to be perfect or it's got to be – I want it to be the best that I can produce. So I never write something one time and just – post it. It's at least 2 or 3 times. Something like that, you know, like you said, something on the freeway, yeah, I probably revised it at least 3 times. And that's typical for most of my writes. It's never, you know, come to me, I write it first time and that's it, I never go back. No, I have to do it at least 2 or 3 times.
Okay. And one other question.
Okay.
Have you ever had what I call automatic writing? Just start writing and then not knowing what you're writing until it's finished.
Yes and no. I started writing and I didn't know how the end was. I don't know how it was going to end, but I usually have an idea or a concept of what I want to write. So no, I don't just write from a blank canvas, if that's what you're asking. But usually when I write something, sometimes I might even have like the end of my mind, but as I'm writing, it'll change and the pen will take over. But never just straight automatic, as you said.
Okay.
Well, MD, with that being asked, and I have a question to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
And that question is, can you make this mic drip?
Well, my mind and my pen been blank for a minute, but I think I got a couple of pieces. I got one right here, and it's called Father, Can You Hear Me? I pray with my daughter every night, but when I'm alone and bowing my head, Father, can you hear me? I was told that you could, but can you also feel my pain, a pain that grows as the days goes on? I've done all that you have asked me, and I've tried to do more. I've gone without, even though I've tried. I've tried my hardest to strive. I was told that you will hold me just as you have held others. When will you show me the same love so many others have received? Hey, Daddy, I love you. Yes, baby, I know you do. But you are only 5, and you are too young to understand. Baby, just go. Please, go to bed. Father, can you hear me? You said that destruction brings about new life. You said it was all, if all was lost, a new path would be found. I believed all of that. Yet here I am about to lose my house. Hey, Daddy, it's me again. I love you. And before I'm off to bed, remember that a storm may come, but the sun will shine when it's gone. My baby girl, I know you love me, but you have no idea what's going on. You are too young, so please go to bed. I have a lot to deal with. I have a lot on my mind. Father, please send me a sign so that I know you hear me. My bills are driving me, and we barely have enough to eat. What are we to do? We don't have enough to last one more week. I can't have my daughter living the life I used to. I trusted you. I prayed to you. Why can't you answer me? Father, please, can you hear me? Hey, Daddy, it's me again. I love you. And before I go to bed, remember that a storm may come, but the sun will shine when it's gone. And Dad, one more thing. God hears your prayers when you're alone. That's why every night he sends me to tell you I love you and give you a hug. I am your daughter and also his angel. And together we're giving you the strength to carry on. Yes, Daddy, your father hears you. Good night. In peace.
Divine Demon?
Wow. First, you got my attention with the first line when you said, Father, can you, when you said, I pray for my daughter every night because I have a daughter and I pray for her every night. So that right away, just, it got my attention, as I said. It was a brilliant, brilliant piece. I call it a conversation piece. And it shocked me because the conversation was between you and your daughter and you and God. So that was the different twists that you put in between talking both of them in the same piece was really, really deep. And then to me, what really, really caught me off guard was the close when your daughter was telling you that, you know, she prays and God tells her to tell you that it's going to be okay. So it's almost like even though she's only 5, she's giving you inspiration. So that alone, that was mind-blowing to me. It was like I said, it was a brilliant piece. And caught me off guard.
That
is, really, really.
Yeah, that piece, that was one of my automatic writing pieces. Because after I wrote the first line, I had no idea what I was writing next.
Okay. Gotcha.
So it did catch me off guard as well, but I liked the way that you used the metaphors of you praying to God and thinking that God wasn't really hearing what you were saying and how God was automatically answering you every time you would pray.
Right.
That was the brilliancy to me in that whole piece. Was that even though we sit there and we pray and we pray, Lord, this, Lord, that, Lord, this, Lord, that, we're not really paying attention when he's answering us. He's always sending that ram in the bush that's answering us, but sometimes we really don't brush it up and really don't pay it no mind. Okay, baby, go over there. But yet he's sending the answers that we needed to us. We're not really trying to hear it at that time.
Right. Yeah, we missed the message.
Yeah, that piece reminded me, once I finished writing it and I read it to myself, it reminded me of, I forgot what the Bible was, but the guy that was in the boat that was drowning, and every time he would ask God to send him help, God would send help. And he's like, no, God, dude, I got it. I can make it. And he finally said, God, why didn't you send me any help? He said, I did. I've sent you plenty of help. You just didn't see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
ending,
what that piece
thank you.
Me.
That's what that piece reminded it. It did me the same way. It really did me the same way. And it also sometimes in other people, when people are saying things and other people's pieces, you forget that you've been praying for something and he kept sending it and sending it and sending it. And that piece reminded me of something that I was praying for and have been praying for, and I've been ignoring the signs.
Mm-hmm.
Confirmation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, MD, we thank you for coming through.
As you can see, I'm still writing.
Yes, I see that.
But I want to thank you guys for having me on. Listen to me. And once again, congratulations, my brother, on your feature. And before Miss Subliminal could say it, I'm going to sit back and relax and listen to the rest of these dope pieces.
Appreciate the support, sir.
Keep on dripping.
All right. All day. One mic, one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was MD Live, just the mic's own. But I have a surprise for you, sir. Yes, Subliminal does surprises from now, from time to time. This next poet was supposed to have been here with me to be a surprise special guest host.
Okay.
And she didn't make it at that time, but she is here because she's had to work and she's coming in a little late. So I'm going to go ahead and open up her mic and let her say hello to you.
Well, hello there, Chris.
Hello there. How are you?
I am great. How are you? It's been such a long time.
Tell everyone who you are.
I am Ginger Moore, a.k.a. Jen Fatale, the poet.
Oh. It's been a minute.
Yeah, I guess it has been. Did you miss me? That's my question. That's the only question. Did you miss me?
Of course I did. That's why it's been a minute. I haven't heard from you, and I hate to say coon's ass because that's what the old people say, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, I got off of Facebook for a while, so I'm still not back to Facebook, but I'm looking forward to working with Deidre.
Okay. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you chose to come back today and surprise me.
Well, you know what? I was not going to miss this one. I knew I'd probably not be able to co-host, but I wanted to help. I wanted to do it, but then I was like, I don't know. And then sure enough, I get stuck at work. So I was like, come hell or high water, I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to listen in at least. I had to hear you. Congratulations on your future.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think I bought your first book. Your first four stories. Yeah, it was four short story books, and I remember one of the stories quite vividly. it was about something that I never even understood, and that was the Mile High Club.
Oh, okay.
I've heard that term quite a bit in my life, and I used to be wondering, what in the hell is the high? What is a Mile High Club? What does that even mean? And it takes me to read this short story that Chris wrote to understand exactly what that meant.
Wow.
So
I'm glad
thank
I was
you.
Help, I was able to help you enlighten them a little bit on your knowledge, if you want to call it that. Got you something. That's wonderful.
Yeah. That was quite an interesting story, too. You're a great writer, and I really appreciated the book.
Thank you. Thanks for the purchase also, and thanks for the support.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Divine Demon, I know it's been a long time since you've heard this poet. So, if you don't mind, would you ask the question, please?
Ginger Moore.
Yes.
Can you, will you, are you able to please make this mic drip?
Oh, sure. Okay, so I call this piece here, it's called If I Could Only. Now, can you hear me? Because I'm in my car. So I just actually was able to park.
What was the title?
If I Could Only Feel.
If I Could Only Feel.
Okay.
Right. If I could only feel the path in which you walked upon to get inside my head, or the moves you made to reveal your worth to me as you raised your former image from the dead, I would see that your road to Damascus was a long one and give you drink to nourish your body and your weary feet rest upon my bed. If I could only feel the steps you took, I would know that every step was worth it and that your gut instincts about me are strong and trustworthy. If I could only feel that second in which you knew I was the only woman for you, I would understand that your heart was in full bloom and that mine was in need of your rescue. If I could only feel the butterflies that were in yours, the very first time you said you loved me, I would know how it felt for you to bear your whole soul, not knowing if my feelings were the same for you as you thought they might be. If I could only feel heaviness in your eyes, the weight of their beauty I could not hold, even though their density has amassed many stories of pain, suffering, misery, and volumes of truth untold, I'd still receive you with open arms and help you to unpack the baggage you've long controlled. If I could only feel the sigh of relief you breathed out when I revealed how I loved you too, or feel the pressure from your eyes disappear, I'd come to know your anxiety and stress levels and do my best to put you at ease and erase all your fear. X marks the spot, babe. We are here in peace.
Divine.
Wow. I love the title, If I Could Only Feel, because it keeps asking the question, you know, if I could feel, if I could only feel this, and it reminds me of something I wrote a while ago, and it says, what if we did this, what if we felt this? So the lines that stood out the most to me were when you talked about the butterflies and when you said, bearing my entire soul. I'm paraphrasing, but that really, really stood out to me. And you mentioned the sigh of relief, and it kind of reminded me of when it's hard to talk to somebody, or you really have something really, really pressing that you want to say, and you know it's going to be difficult to get out, and then you finally do, it's like a huge sigh of relief. So I can really identify with that. Or I kind of take it even further when you first time you are intimate with somebody and you're over, it's over, and you're like, now you know what it's like. So that's a big thing for guys because they anticipate so long, or when it's finally over, it's a big relief. I love the clothes when you say X marks the spot. We're here. So truly,
oh,
truly appreciate
thank
that
you
piece.
So much for your critique. I appreciate your critique. Thank you so much. I've always appreciated your critique. So.
Wow. Thank you.
So my favorite part was the first line. If I can only feel the path that you walk. That stood out to me.
Yeah.
Mhm. Because women are, how you say, emotional. So if you can get inside their head, you got them. Men are physical, like they vision. They like to see it.
Right.
So
yeah,
if she can feel your vision, what you see, and know the path that you took to get there, that was brilliantly said.
Thank you. You know, I kind of stole the title from Nipsey Russell. You remember The Wiz and the song he sang when he was the Tin Man, If I Could Only Feel. So that's kind of where I got the that's kind of where I got the poem from. But not his particular words, but mine. But it did spark me to write this poem. That's really truly where the inspiration came from.
Miss Glenda the good witch. You know where that came
yes.
from? She said thumbs up for the witch.
That was a great inspiration.
Thank you, Chris.
For those of you who don't know, that's an inside joke. The CEO calls Ms. Jennifer Todd Glenda the Good Witch, and everybody knows how much she loves the witch.
Ginger.
She is over here grinning from ear to ear.
That was hilarious.
My team was like, what the heck are y'all talking about?
No,
I know, it really isn't.
No, I was going to say, I think Ginger owes Nipsey Russell, so I'm copywriting on that. She needs to, I'm sending them a check. She needs some royalties.
She needs some old five more.
I like when Nipsey says, you know, like right at the end when he pulls his thing out, he goes, if I could only feel, then he just snaps. Ah, I'm just a miserable piece of junk.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, why? Just saw him. He's going to be looking for this for all night. Oh, God. Okay. Do y'all hear him in the background? I know y'all hear him in the background.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah, please. Oh, thank you. Because he's over here talking about the Wiz.
I think I heard a Wiz playing in the background, though. No, I said I think I heard a Wiz playing in the background.
The Wiz. He said, is that a request?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
He said, no, we're not.
He said, absolutely not. Not a request.
No, we're not going to do that. Thank you. Okay, thank you so much. Ms. Jen Fatale, thank you for bringing up the Wiz. I'm going to go ahead and send you on down to the concierge. So that you get your room key,
right.
Sit back, relax, and continue dripping.
Indeed. Peace out, guys.
Thanks so much for coming through.
Okay, The Wiz is not a true story, but we're going to finish. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. Y'all know how he gets in the background sometimes about The Wiz. He gets a little excited. Divine, are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to ease on down the road.
You going to ease on down the road? Well, how about we ease to the next dripper?
All right. All right, let's do that.
Welcome to Drip the Mic. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, Subliminal and Divine Demon. This is C34 Music. How you been?
Doing good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Divine Demon, congratulations on your feature. Glad you're doing well.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for being here. Thanks for the support.
Yes, no problem. Anytime.
And now, do you have a question for our feature?
No questions as of yet, because, you know, usually I come off the dome. Not this time. I just wanted to congratulate them.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Words of encouragement.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll take those too. But
absolutely.
I do know one thing. Divine Demon is the feature, but I have to ask you a question.
Okay.
And that question is, C34, can you make this mic drip?
Yes, I believe I can. And this piece is called The Neighborhood Bicycle. I saw you on stage virtually showing everything, which got me wondering, are you easily accessible? You're around the same age as me, around your mid-50s in your transparent lingerie outfit. So sexual, thick in all the right places. You've changed from 3 decades ago, wearing baggy pants and work boots or overalls, riding in Lexus coupes. Now I'm checking you as my erection is in view. Who's the next in line? You seem to be flexible. You like to dress up like a stripper. I need to know if I'm having fish for dinner, especially after all of this money I'm spending on you. Why are you dressing like a prostitute? Oh, my goodness. Is that your daughter, too? Are you propositioning a menage a trois with no bra and showing off? You're not wearing drawers? You like to be a nasty girl in your vanity. 15 minutes of fame is your claim, as you have men after you, taking advantage, spouting sexual harassment, fighting with friends and family, trying to be world star candy, calling the scripted reality, and this is how you go and cash in, angry like ignited gasoline and exposing big breast and amplified and planted gluteus maximus. How many licks of liquor does it take to be a passenger, riding you like the Autobahn, hugging curbs and driving faster? How many selfish bastards have put you out to pasture? From politicians to pastors, leaving the light on at the Motel 6, room 17 mattress. Back in the day, you used to pop cherries in the backseat of a Datsun. Now you're on stage wearing a multicolored weave and a tired lace front, looking all washed up. Now, I don't have the right to tell you how to expand or accessorize your wardrobe. I just am inquiring about your manipulative fascination of tempting men as you raise capital. Tell me, are you a good witch? Or are you just a backdoor whore? Oops. I guess my speaking my truths got you in attack mode, while you fight your son-in-law over your daughter as they both have infidelity issues blasted on the show. All up in their business, acting all livid with your bounce titties, having guys thinking they can get it, ass cheeks present through the phone. You are the neighborhood bicycle. Everybody's had a ride. That's that piece.
Okay. I will say this before Divide even goes. The title threw me. I was thinking it was going to be something else. Yeah, Divine Demon.
When he said neighborhood bicycle, I had an idea where he was going. I was going to say everybody gets a turn, but he said it properly. Everybody gets a ride. T-Double is a his imagination's off the chain. Brilliant storyteller that dude can write about anything. A couple of lines that stood out to me was when he said, and I'm going to ask him to repeat this real quickly, when you said, the Lexus coupe, erection in view. How can you just repeat that one line?
Oh, you're talking about wearing baggy pants and working boots or overalls, riding in Lexus coupes?
And then what was right after that?
Now I'm checking you as my erection is in view. Who's the next in line? You seem to be flexible.
Okay, yeah, that was so gangster, so damn gangster. That line right there. Yeah, that was it. And when you said riding like an Autobahn, hugging curves. I've never been to Germany, but I know what that means because I know a lot of people that have been to Germany and they talk about the Autobahn. So, again, that was a ridiculously just highly intelligent line that caught my attention because the Autobahn, for anybody who doesn't know, is an area where you go.
You want to know what – hey, Divine Demon, you want to know who this was really about? And this was on Love & Hip Hop or kind of thing. This was about Yo-Yo. That's who this was about. This was about Yo-Yo, where she used to be in the baggy pants, workout boots. Now she's showing her stuff off.
Wow. Okay.
Now I get the daughter and son-in-law's business part. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Makes a little more sense to me.
What do you think of Lemon?
I think the part where he said about how she's in the daughter and son-in-law's business, and they're both cheating, having infidelity problems. I said, now it would make a little more sense to me.
Okay.
Because I was like, who is he talking about? Like, whoa.
I was wondering where it was going to and where it came from, but yeah. This guy here, respectfully, he's a monster with the pants.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you, too.
Appreciate your gift, man.
Now, C-34, I'm not going to say it like everybody else say it. I'm going to say it right. C-34 music. We're going to send you on down to get your room key. Sit back, relax, and listen to the rest of this feature. Continue to drift.
So do I get some Super Sugar Crisp or some Honey Smacks or something like that? Because I know you wanted to say CW, so I'm just asking, am I getting some of that cereal?
Right now, the store is closed. There's none. The hotel... cafeteria doesn't open up until in the morning, so you're out of luck.
All right. I'm good. One love, one mic to the both of you.
Continue drifting. Now, Divine Demon.
Yes, ma'am.
We have one more person for you. And that person will be none other than the CEO of Drip the Mic, Aziz the Pulmonologist.
Yo, 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 what up, bro?
What's going on, man? You know, my night would not be complete if I didn't hear from you tonight. I knew you was in the background. I wanted to hear your voice live in the person.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt this interview, man. It was I wanted to hear the whole thing, man, because you know I've been a fan of yours for a while, so I just wanted to hear you come in and spit and get a little bit more information on you and get to know you a little bit better. And so I didn't want to interrupt.
I understand. You follow.
Yes, sir.
You follow directions. I appreciate that. We got to do this, guys. You know, so I appreciate that.
I'm glad you ran through all that.
I understand.
Yo, bro, but I really appreciate you giving us this evening and giving us your time, man. I just want you to know from Drip to Mic straight to your ears that you are a necessary voice in the poetry community. Somebody said it earlier, some of the things that you do that goes unnoticed or things that you just don't go all out to brag about that you do in the poetry community. I just wanted to give you big ups on that. I do see you, and I appreciate everything that you've done, everything that you've given to me as far as feedback, as far as my poetry is concerned. And I just think this was a necessary interview, and I was glad I was a part of it.
I appreciate the platform, man. I truly appreciate it. And
absolutely.
I'm glad I was even now, considered. I'm sorry, go ahead, Subliminal.
No. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say I'm glad that I was even considered to be a feature, because I know that there's some heavy hitters come through here. So the fact that I was able to be in that category is amazing to me. So I appreciate even being considered to be in this position. I'll never forget it. And I consider it a privilege.
Yeah, you're in a category of a fucker and then some. So, again, it was just good to have you, bro.
Thank you, man. Thanks to both of you. Thanks for letting me know, for doing all the background work and for dealing with my pickiness. I know I'm not, you know, the easiest, but I appreciate you for dealing with it.
So I hear.
But you're not the first. You're not the first.
Ain't nothing wrong with wanting your
I'm
shit
sure.
done. I'm sure. Wrong with wanting it done right. Absolutely.
Right. That's all.
That's a part of being the feature. You know, we kind of make sure that you got everything you want, because it's your day. You want it just how you want it. So no harm, no foul, no nothing.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And thanks for the reminders, too. You were on your job. I think you deserve a raise. for real.
My raise is in food.
Okay.
He feeds me. That's good enough.
Okay.
You know what?
I'm going to leave that alone.
My bad. He's on air.
We are on air. And you do. Yeah. Y'all know how he is. Need I say more?
Mm-hmm.
But before we end tonight, Divine Demon, I want to tell you thank you for putting up with me, because I know I'm sometimes a little out there, but you hung in there. You took my criticisms and my questions, and you ran with them. You said, no, this is what this is, and that's how it's going to be. And, again, I'm grateful that you said, yes, I will be part of your Men of Valor.
Thank you
for accepting. So before we go, please let everyone know how they can follow you, where to follow you at.
Good question. Right now, I don't have a whole lot going on as far as new stuff. So I'm always on Facebook under Krista Gifted. I have another page. It's Christopher Harvey, but the main page is Krista Gifted. So you can inbox me on there. Email is dharvey03@yahoo.com. So either one of those will be instant response, because I'm on social media all day, every day, probably too much. So inbox right away. Inbox, and I respond right away. So even if it's a rude question, I'll respond. So might not be a polite answer, but I'll respond to all messages. Because to me, if you took the time to say something to me, I will make sure I take the time to respond back. So that's just how I am. And I appreciate all the support.
Now that we have all those technicals out the way, it would be an honor if you would show everyone one more time why Divine Demon is a featured artist for the evening. Divine Demon, can you make this mic drip and close us out?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to close with a piece called If I Die Tonight. If I die tonight, would you write a long letter and sign your name in poetry? Would you do it metaphorically? Would you say he had an awesome pen? Then would you wish I could write again? Would you recall the first time I touched your soul? Did you know your feedback made me whole? Would you remember the first time I inspired you to write? Even if it wasn't tight, it was soulless, and it was all right. How many times did you think I was speaking directly to you? because it pierced her heart like an arrow shot through you? Would you crave my awesomely astute alliterations, then say B wrote with a self-proclaimed obliteration? Poetry was his director like a true love story. Now he's gone and we can give our creator glory. Would you recall how flip rhymes quickly, leaving some hot bothered, nervous, or misty-eyed? So as I script slowly on borrowed time, I own copyrights, no borrowed rhymes. My words can be copied, but the flow is mine. Finally, when you realize that Chris and the gift are gone, I simply ask you to leave a gold pillow, leave a gold quill pen on my stone. So if I ever make a hard left and a sharp right, my ink dries up and I can no longer write, what would you do? How would it affect you if I died tonight? In peace, Sister Gifted.
Oh. Situation, ain't I blessed as I could be? Ain't I laughing at these haters trying to take a shot at me? They don't know which way to go, I make it easy, follow me. Honestly, ain't I insane? I think that's the way I gotta be. Ain't I so super fly? Boy, ain't nobody hiding me. Ain't T.I. all on TV when he wake up and go to sleep? Everywhere they notice me, ain't for yourself, just go and see. My community I'm serving, though they hope I don't succeed. Hear me speak, they so intrigued. Ain't he snitching? No, indeed. You come with that common call, your show I have to commandeer. Since I see you can't take over, I'll just have to volunteer. Hey, ain't I your superior? Listen here, bro, you not a peer. I'm so gone once and it ain't funny. Twice the G that I appear. Rep my kid so loud and clear. Gon' be gone for about a year. So pay for trail, you gotta hear. But ain't that, ain't I out of here? Hey.